action taken. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A judge denies a bid by the Department of Justice to hold former President Trump in contempt, the part of the battle over classified documents found at his estate.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ends a hearing without acting on a Justice Department request to find members of former President Trump's legal team in contempt of court for allegedly failing to fully comply with a subpoena to return classified documents he took when leaving office. The DOJ asking the judge to force a representative of the former president's office to swear under oath that there are no more classified documents in any of his properties. Two sources tell Fox News the judge instead urged both parties to work the matter out themselves. The DOJ not commenting, a rep for Mr. Trump calling the investigation a corrupt witch hunt, explaining he and his counsel will continue to be transparent and cooperative. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Members of the White House COVID team urging people to get COVID boosters ahead of the holiday season.
The virus out there today is very different. And so that's why we need an updated vaccine, because it targets the virus that's out there.
COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha. Many hospitals are dealing with surges in COVID, flu, and RSV as we head into the winter months. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema has changed her party affiliation from Democrat to Independent.
Sinema joins Independents Bernie Sanders and Angus King, who caucus with the Democrats. Liberals hope Raphael Warnock's win in the Georgia runoff would give them breathing room rather than always catering to moderates. Sinema provided a key vote to pass the Inflation Reduction Act and was central to engineering passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. But she backed Democrats when it came to changing the filibuster.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Jurors in the Los Angeles sexual misconduct trial of Harvey Weinstein have been deliberating for a week without reaching a verdict. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Chicago woman is being held without bond in the death of her socialite mother.
A federal judge refusing to release 27-year-old Heather Mack on bond, saying there are plenty of reasons to believe she would pose a danger to others. Her mother's siblings had testified that they feared for their safety if Mack were to be released. Mack was arrested last year when she returned to the U.S. after serving 7 years in an Indonesian prison for her role in the killing of Sheila Von Wies Mack during a luxury vacation in Bali. Her mother's body was found stuffed inside a suitcase that was left in a taxi outside a hotel in 2014. Mack is accused of conspiring with her then boyfriend in her mother's death. She'll go on trial next summer. Anna Wells, Fox News.
The UK is bracing for mass strikes as workers demand action to address the rising cost of living.
It's the largest expected strike in more than 40 years in Great Britain. Thousands of people are expected to walk off their job in various fields over the UK's cost of living crisis that's ever worsening. Over the next month, strikes from ambulance workers and more than 100,000 nurses will likely cause medical shortages. Border force strikes at Heathrow Airport could halt travelers who were hoping to get home from the holidays. And Christmas gifts might not make it in time either, as the Royal Mail will strike as well. Residents are told to avoid leaving home unnecessarily next week over bus, railway, and highway strikes. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Federal data indicates an oil spill in northeastern Kansas this week is the largest for an onshore crude pipeline in more than 9 years, and by far the biggest in the history of the Keystone Pipeline. The company said the affected pipeline segment had been isolated and the oil has been contained at the site. It did not say how the spill occurred. The pipeline carries oil from Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.